Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Oh, bless you, our Most High God. We give you all the glory. Be exalted above the gods of this land. Be forever magnified. Be forever glorified. Who is like you, O God, in all the earth? Heaven and earth cannot contain you. But yet you inhabit the praise of your people. Fill this place with your glory. Fill this house with your glory. We thank you, Lord, for giving us the grace to stand before you for 21 days. Thank you, because there is a shift in the spirit, right? Because the heavens are open and you have given us access. We give you praise, O God. Because what men have said is impossible, we now become possible. Thank you for new glories. Thank you for new anointings. Thank you for restoration of joy and the abundance of peace. And we thank you, Father. Unto you shall the gathering of the people be. And we thank you, Lord, even over this house. Because there's a breaking forth and there's a busting loose on every side. On every side. On every side. In the name of Jesus. If you are blessed, put your hands together and bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
Jesus, oh wonderful, wonderful, oh, 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 o
Hallelujah. If you are blessed in the last 21 days, shout hallelujah. 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 Please have it on to your neighbor and wish them a happy new year. Please turn to another neighbor and wish them a happy new year. You're amazing. You're amazing. You're amazing. You're amazing. Jesus amazing. Jesus amazing. Jesus amazing. Amazing, you're amazing, you're amazing, you're amazing, yes, you're amazing,
you are amazing, you are amazing, you are amazing.
Oh yes, oh God, and bless the Lord. Hallelujah. It's a new season over you and your family. The Lord will be gracious to you and merciful to you. He will defend your name. He will help you. You will not be without mercy. You will not be without divine support. In the name of Jesus. You know, in this church, we have two New Year celebrations. And I'm not even talking about January 1. The first is in the month of July, at the end of the fast. The second is on the anniversary of the church. So, the paper one is January 1. That one is on paper. And I want you to know so that you can plug in properly. See, personally, something happened to me. Something changed. Huh? In Yoruba language, you will hear things like mobile long body. Huh? I met with God. And I changed. I saw it. Increase my... You know, talking about the spirit of understanding, I can't talk about too many things because it's not about me. Today is not about me. But, this is a fasting for me like no other. Listen. If you want to walk with God, do it with all your heart. God is not a respecter of persons. If you do it right, He will walk with you. We have waited on the Lord for 21 days. Officially, the fasting. Officially, I said. The fasting ends today. Not on paper, officially. But I can see that there are still many more lands to conquer. So some of us will continue. So, I did not invite you. I just made a proclamation. I taught us last Sunday I said the spiritual principle is that if a particular, if you are meant to pray for 2 hours, once you hit the 2 hour target, extend it. Because I have noticed that the blessings come in the extension. So if you do your 2 hours, you get your reward. Your appraiser will say you have met your target. But to exceed target, is in the extension. So if you can, you can take an extra day or two and just stretch it. And this time without it, you know, you guys have been praying for you for 21 days. It's time for me to now go back so that God can take care of me. That's why the prayer we prayed for pastors today was very important, because sometimes some of you really do not understand what it takes to click go live on that software. When you click go live, you are not aware of the warfare that has happened before 6 p.m. Sometimes around 10, late 10 p.m., I'm looking at the computer. I don't want to touch it. I just want to be by myself. And I'm tired. My face is swollen. Then I just go live. And the rest, they say, is history. Let me tell you, it's been a great time. And for those of you who thought the end of the fast will not come, it has come. So you can continue it. Amen. Please let me appreciate your neighbor and everyone who participated in waiting upon the Lord. The word of God says, those who wait upon the Lord, they will renew their strength. So you have come into a season for renewal. I said you have come into a season for renewal. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You know, something happened. I was just sharing with my wife. I think, we talked about it. Then I spoke to a few folks this morning. During this fast, you know, I sleep on the floor in the parlor. And my wife came out to wake me up, that, you know, to get me into the room. So I got up and I said, oh, I'll be coming in. Then I had an impression, turn on the TV. So I turned on the TV, it was on YouTube. Then I started seeing somebody in a tutorial, he was talking about programming, machine language, and you know, some of those things. And I just started understanding. 1:40 a.m. Those transactions, they're in the night too. Those kind of transactions, weird things. Say God can answer prayer in time, yes, but volatility is in the night. If you want movement, it's from 12. Jesus taught us and he said, the night time comes when no man can walk, because it is spirits that walk at night. Spirits. When you are too tired, that's when they show up to take over, to negotiate who we take the day and who we take the night. And in 3 weeks, I can't even tell you what has happened. Like, So I understand when the scripture says Daniel had understanding in all things. There were things I knew. Even the level of utterance. I just realized there was a shift somewhere. And it was a massive gap. It was a massive gap. Please tell yourself, I love fasting. Believe me, some of you may not know, but when you start having a lot of responsibility, you have children, nobody will teach you. Because your children will be going to school, you don't know what they will meet there. So you have to raise altars for them. If you know that your failure will affect many people, you better raise an altar. La 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 hear the cry summoning you. La 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 la. There is a summoning. The Lord of all, the King of glory, Yahweh Sabaoth, Yahweh Sabaoth. Say the Lord of all, the King of glory, Yahweh Sabaoth, Yahweh Sabaoth. There is someone in this meeting, you have been experiencing some weakness in your heart, something that looks like the palpitation of the heart, as though you are, bring it down a bit, like irregular heartbeat. I want you to check it right now, because you are the first person the Lord spoke to me here today, and you have been free. Come on, I said you have been free. That weakness in your heart, the palpitation, irregular heartbeat, Jesus has taken it away. Listen, today is the day of good news. Your ears will only hear that which is good. I said you will only hear that which is good. Do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God, He is the one that goes ahead of you. You won't walk alone. I said you won't walk alone. He said the Lord is the one who goes ahead. So when He commands you to go, He wants you to know He's already there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Put your hands together and bless the Lord. I want us to read a few verses. It will not be a long teaching. In Isaiah chapter 42, I'm going to read, I believe this should be from verse 5. Let's just take from verse maybe 5 to maybe 7. Thus saith the Lord, thus saith God the Lord, He that created the heavens and stretched them out, He that spreads forth the earth and that which comes out of it, He that giveth breath unto the people and spirit to them that walk therein. I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness, and I will hold your hand and will keep thee and give thee for a covenant of the people and for a light of the Gentiles. Come on, say a powerful amen. Please have your seat. In Exodus chapter 15 and reading from verse 1, we find that just after the battle, the spiritual battle that happened at the Red Sea, where God caused the children of Israel to walk on dry ground. He split third open in two halves, the Red Sea, and He caused them to walk on dry ground. Not on the wet ground, on dry ground. On dry ground. They did not, sometimes the people who are at the vanguard of a great deliverance may not even be aware the degree of help that they have received. You might be used to hearing God and receiving miracles, but you may not know it's not common. Wait, let God shut the window of mercy for 3 months. That is the day you will know that it takes a man to pray, it takes God to answer. When you come to him, Jesus taught us, he said, you must come as a child. Don't come here, braggadocious. Who are you? Come as a child. You don't have what it takes to face a holy God. You don't have what it takes. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God so that he can lift you up in due time. So the question of your lifting is not about whether God will do it, but about due time. Because you may be asking for something for which in heaven is not time. And if it's not time, you cannot move the hand of God. There was a major experience. Because when they looked behind them and they saw Pharaoh, their heart failed them. And believe me, there are situations like that. When your heart will fail you. You may be very, very spiritual. But you look at that matter like, people are saying, Pastor, what do you say? I don't know. Sometimes the revelation starts from the point where you say, I don't know. You have admitted that you are not anointed enough. You have admitted that you are still a man, first of all, before a man of God. You have admitted that without help, you are nothing. You have admitted that except the Spirit of God aids you and backs you, you are useless. He needs to teach your fingers to war. You may be good at what you do, but if he doesn't put his fingers through yours, your hands are useless. You can only operate like a man. But if you want to operate at the level where everybody looks at the excellence coming from you and say, wow, then you must submit those fingers. Before you punch your computer on Monday, say, Holy Spirit, wear these hands. Wear these fingers. Before you touch a customer's document, say, Holy Spirit, you feel me. I know. And you don't even start with me and tell me you have the Holy Spirit. I'm not talking about the work of experience that comes from being born again. I am talking about that unique experience when you know you are in need of God. The scripture says that after Peter and John were released from the torment they faced from the Pharisees, they went back to their own company. And after they told them everything, they decided to pray. And the Spirit shook the building, literally. And they were filled with the Holy Ghost. So what were they filled with in Acts chapter 2? Which means that there is the work of the infilling of the Holy Spirit that comes upon a man. And then there are significant moments of your life where the challenge you are facing will drain you. It will drain you emotionally. It will drain you psychologically. It will drain you even if I want to say spiritually. But when the Spirit comes, the scripture put it this way. Say the Spirit came upon Samson like at other times. Like at other times. Huh? There was a moment he felt like a man. But anytime Samson sees a opposition, anytime he sees a law that says, don't go beyond this. The Spirit always comes upon him to remove the gates of the city. Anything that represents gates and restrictions is anointing response to, don't cross here. Samson's anointing response to, this place, this where, this is the limit for everybody. Nobody gets an A. That's for the lecturer. The B. Well, if I like you. Most of you see. So for you to break the limit, to break for time, Pastor Bala did a fantastic job last Sunday explaining the difference between breaking forth and breakthrough. You want to listen to that? You must understand that the anointing has an assignment. When God places his power over you, it is not for grandstanding. It is not for showing up. The anointing has an errand to run. And anytime you find that you are struggling, many times you are not in the space where the anointing has leverage. That's what's happening to you. And it would have been a good place for me to explain to you why many prayers are not answered. Please let me preach to your neighbor. The anointing has an errand. Every time you see the anointing, it is for a purpose. Please let me tell your neighbor, it's for a purpose. If the Lord gave you a very strong unction to sing, it is not for you to compose love songs for your wife. However sweet that may be. And it's okay, you are not paying the bills yet. When the kids begin to come and you have three of them and each of them is going to be like a million per term, I want to hear your love song. When you don't know what, you can't even predict what you will do with the money in your account, because the Holy Spirit can show up now and say, give that entire thing to that brother. The Holy Spirit is always used to telling you, give that thing to the... Holy Spirit, who is giving to me? Say, don't worry. Give it to... And the brother just says, thank you. Without even... He thinks you are giving out of abundance. Say, ah, God bless you, brother. I know I was praying. God told me we'll send someone. Oh, really? God told you, and I'm the one who is supposed to finance your reckless life. See, I was praying. God told me yesterday. You know, I'm not surprised. God told me someone will come today. Yeah. It can be painful. Please, if someone blesses you, please be grateful and show it and mean it. I know it's unto the Lord, but show it and mean it. Don't say, I know. You know, I was just praying yesterday. The Lord told me 3 days ago, he said, today by 2 p.m. And you came. Can I have that check? I'm going. Let God send somebody. Oh, serious. Let God send somebody else. It's my own money they want to use to service you. One of the reasons why a lot of prayers are not answered is because a lot of people are not genuinely grateful. You knew the way you wept when you were having that situation. You knew the way you were agitated. Now God has done it. Your testimony is casual. It's casual as though you knew what was going to happen. You may be a big boss man. When you stand before God, humble yourself. You must remember that God sent Satan away from his parents and he didn't look back. In case you don't know who Lucifer is, check his CV. There was no angel like him. There were two of them. God sent one out, Lucifer. He was among the two cherubs who stood over the mercy seat. That description that Moses gave us in the ark, where you have two cherubim standing over the mercy seat and speaking over the mercy seat and covering the glory. That brother was one of them. If you have been blessed with so much revelation and grace, I want to appeal to you, because some of you, God has spoken to you in this month. You will go, as soon as you leave this service, take off that jacket, take off that nice, lovely dress, that thing that makes you feel so happy, and go and get sack clothes and wear them. When they see you in the spiritual realm, let them see you in sack clothes. And then let them ask you, why are you in sack clothes? You are a general. I say, this is how we keep our rank. This is how we keep our rank. Our strength is held and stabilized in a humble posture before the Lord. You may find others basking in the glory of what God has done. You embrace a humble posture. Because by the time those ones are gone, God will still be finding use for you. The secret of the life of Jesus was that even though he was equal with God, he never thought it once while he was on earth to lay claim to what he had with his father. But he became a servant. He didn't have any tutorial. Jesus didn't have any tutorial to learn how to be, what it meant to be a servant before coming here. He was learning on the job. Do you know that the same and similar trial that the serpent passed Adam through was something similar to what Jesus passed through? When the serpent came to the garden, the first conversation was about food. If you can eat this fruit, you become wise. When the serpent came to Jesus in the wilderness, said, turn the stones to bread. Similar. I want you to know that if Satan considered this, you know, because they took all those tighter values in the lab. Say, if we use this thing like this, it will most likely work. They waited for him on the last day to administer that test. Where his flesh might be tempted to cave in. They said, look at these things. All of a sudden, the stones are on the floor are looking like freshly baked bread. Just speak the word. You can even sing a song as you do it. You are my shepherd, my healer, my God. This one looks like a big one. You are my shepherd, my healer, my God. And you can be sinning in righteousness. Because you didn't bother to ask him, sir, is this okay? You assumed, because simply because you are close to God, you felt you knew what God would want. You felt coming to God this morning, God would want you to pray for 3 hours. Meanwhile, all God wanted was for you to stand there and just worship him. If you sing a song 3 times, you are bored. But when you watch a movie, you are never bored. And God wants to train you that one of the laws in the supernatural realm, if you want to be stable and strong, is the law of repetition. The ability to stand on one spot and repeat and do something again and again and again. He said to him, turn the stones to bread. The second thing he brought to Eve was that you become wise like God. What was the second thing they brought to Jesus? Say, we'll give you all the kingdoms because it's ours. We'll give you. You become great. If they found that those tests as what was useful to someone like Jesus, I want to assure you, those are the tests you will also have to sit for. And many times, spiritual things are not clear to us. We know a lot of things in our head, but we are not really given entrance into deep things until we enter that worship mode and we begin to sing, you are my healer, my shepherd, my God. And in that moment of surrender, you are just there. You are just there. You really don't have any agenda for the meeting. You are just here, just calling him your shepherd, calling him your healer. You are just waiting until he speaks. And sometimes he will come like that for 3 hours and he will not see anything. Then you come back again the next day. The law of repetition. You come back again. And then one day God will look at you and say, he seems to be consistent too. He doesn't even mind. Then one day they will ask you, what seekest thou? What seekest thou? See? Jerusalem has been burnt down. The tabernacles of our God are destroyed. I am the only one that is left here. Actually, you are not the only one. There are 7,000 of you. The way you are standing here, I have people scattered elsewhere, also standing like this, waiting for the day of visitation. But you are the one last person we were waiting for to tilt the scale. Right. Document. You are not Elisha in your place. You see, there is something about waiting upon the Lord. The end point is that it comes to give you clear instructions. Clear instructions. Where the Logos moves into the Rema, it gives you clear instructions. Do 1, 2, 3 things. It might sound very casual, but that is the power scale. That is where the old dynamics will be shifted. So when you say you are waiting upon the Lord, you are waiting for that moment when he comes to you and then he asks you again, why are you here? You have been here for 21 days. Peradventure, is there a reason why you have been coming? Because we've not been seeing you like this. Then you say, Father, I don't know what to do with my life. I used to think I knew. But right now, I'm confused. But I know you are my shepherd. I know you are my healer. And you are my God. If you can do anything with clay, you can do something with me. It is not the time to begin to quote scripture. That thing you are quoting to him, he knows it. While it is good to quote scripture, you can use scripture the wrong way. So you need to be able to come to him and let him be God and you be a man. Let your vulnerability, when you come out like David, you can take your slingshot and your sling stone and bring down a dragon. But when you go to him, you are my shepherd, my healer, my Lord. You are my shepherd, my healer, my God. You are my shepherd, my healer, my God. You are my shepherd, my healer. 2 hours, you are in that spot. You are my shepherd, my healer, my God. You are my shepherd, my healer, my God. The ability to wait and wait and wait and wait and wait is a skill that you must train your spiritual muscles for. Say, those that wait upon the Lord. Not those who show up. If you say fast for 21 days, you fasted for 3 days and use faith to claim all the blessings. No. It's 21. Minimum 21. Some of you, if we declare 21 days, you should be doing 40. Because of where Jesus saved you from. If this fasting has done anything to you, it should be in your posture towards God. You don't come in carelessly again. So just go, let's pray. Say, slow down. Slow down. I don't come in carelessly. You prepare. There's a preparation of the heart. Sometimes the first 30 minutes of your prayer is preparation. Because your mind is still running everywhere on social media. You've even entered some streets you've never been to. Your customers. And let me tell you, it happens to me. I've been a Christian for a while. I even heard one man who has been a Christian for 40 years says it still happens to him. So if you are thinking that there's a level in the spirit, where your mind will not wander. I came to announce to you, I don't know anyone who has touched that realm. But you can reduce the impact if you prepare your heart to come before him. Don't go back to your old lifestyle the way you used to know it. Don't go back to weird eating manners. Don't go back and begin to, don't go online and make videos and say, just because I'm a foodie. Then it means you did not meet with Jesus. There are no foodies in this church. Yeah. People who know God. Yeah. People who love the word of God. Yes. People that when they are fasting, they rejoice. Yes. People who love to pray. Yes. People who love the community of believers. Yes. People who love food. They left. They've been converted. You are only permitted to be in that state for 3 months. After which, you will give you another form. Then you choose a department. Word, prayer, fasting, VG. You take one. Because you see all these transactions, all these things. This is where God's power is allocated. We all love God. Is there anyone here who does not love God? Why are we not operating at the same level of power? Because the level of activities, when I say activities, spiritual activities, that we get involved with, is different. So the reward system is different. So what is going to change about your approach as we proceed from this mountain? You need to look very carefully at the way you approach God. You need to look at how you prioritize Him. Have a set time to pray. Don't just pray as you are led by the Spirit of God. Say, I pray anytime I'm moved. Bro, fix a time. It's okay to fix a time. If you feel you are more active at night, make it night. It's okay. Don't play that game like, you just rushed out. What that opening prayer you did when you woke up, because that's opening prayer. It's not the prayer, it's opening prayer. When you come back for the main prayer, one of the signs that you have started praying is that there is nothing anyone does that will make you stop that prayer. Which means in a 1 hour traffic, you can actually pray. And in fact, if you are so smart, go to the bank and get lots of money, change. So the only conversation in that bus is between you and the conductor. And you are giving him change. There's nothing like conductor alpha. There's nothing like that. Once you stretch your hands, that's it. Till tomorrow. When God sees the state of your heart, He begins to pay attention to you. This fasting has changed her. It's changing her. Open my eyes to see Jesus seated upon the throne. Open my eyes to see Jesus seated upon the throne. Olufe okan mi, ma kore ma de oga. Olufe okan mi, ma kore ma de oga. Olufe Olufe oko mi, makori magbe oga, gbe oga, gbe oga, gbe oga, makori magbe oga. Olufe oko mi, sing unto the Lord a new song, and His praise from the end of the earth. Ye that go down to the sea, and all that there is, the eyes and the inhabitants thereof, lift up a song and bless Him, for He is the lover of your soul, the beautiful one, the most magnificent, the most merciful. Bless Him from the depth of your heart. Ale maraka taya da basaya. Your worship must become authentic. Your worship must become authentic. If you don't have the time, go and do other things. When you want to meet with him, clean up your house. Prepare your heart. Because he is the beautiful one. He is the most majestic one. He is the one that can beautify your life. Don't come carelessly. Be your God. Be your God. Be your God. Hail over your coming. Hail over your coming. Be your God, be your God, be your God. Listen, you don't know why I am singing. I saw the gates opened wide. And I saw many of us running through the gates. Listen to me, your life is about to be transformed. The last time God opened the door for you, an angel was kept by that gate. But you see, Paul said a great and effectual door was opened to me, but there were many enemies. Do you know there are many doors God opened and you couldn't walk in through? You couldn't walk through it. But now I saw the Lord. He went and opened the gate and he stood there, kept the gate open and said, you come in. He kept the gate open by his own power. He said, oh, yeah, walking, 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 walking. As many of you that are tested, as many of you that believe, all of you. Ayala baraka teye katayada. Be your God, be your God. Be your God, be your God. That song means that Jesus is the lover of my soul. No one loves you like Jesus. People may have their opinion, but it's theirs. I say it is their opinion. It's not your own. And the opinion of a man of God is not even God's opinion about you. So can you rest today and get the attention of the person who matters? He is a faithful God, though. He is a faithful God. And a new day has broken over you. A new day is upon you. A new day is upon you. A new day is upon you. Listen to me in the name of Jesus. At this junction, there is nothing the devil can do. Because the lions have fallen onto you in pleasant places. I say in pleasant places. I say in pleasant places. Jump on your feet and begin to magnify the Lord.
Yeah.
listen. There is no... Oh. When Pharaoh said to Moses, you can go with your wives, but leave your children. Moses said, even a goat, huh? Anything worse than that, egg will not leave. If you are in this room now, or you are online and you are following, I want you to be in the spirit. Don't be a spectator. Becoming a spectator is how spiritual things fly over your head. So I'm going to pray for all these children. Even the youngest among us, we will not leave. If he cannot walk, we'll carry him. Today, it is a corporate entry. We are all going in together. This new season, we will all enter together. So, if I have not prayed for you, I walk around now. I want you to file out, come out. Let's do it in an organized way. But I will pray for the children last. So, maybe we start from here, from my left side. If I have not prayed for you, please just quietly march out. Then I will do so quickly. It's a corporate entry. Thing I have not forgotten. Please come to save time. Alimarasote kabalando sutaya. Zokata yelelele kolo suta. It's a new season. It's a new season. It's a new season. Azala parato sitaya la disaya. It's a new season. Lola, it's a new season. Zale kaparando sutaya. You are more than this. You are breaking out of the old. In the name of Jesus. You are breaking out into new territories. Busharada sitaya. Meriakuli nekataya. It's a new season. I hold your hand and I lift you up. In the name of Jesus. For me is your season. I prophesy, let the angels lift you and guide you into that new season. In the name of Jesus. Barata Kazeta.
Bring everything to life.
I need to be
by. This is are not alone. God is with us. Emmanuel. We are not alone.
God is with us. Emmanuel.
We are not alone.
Listen, the Lord is speaking to me. I saw someone, I perceive that person is online. Peradventure you are, but the person I saw is online. I saw a major spinal, some pain around the spine. Now, there is deliverance. Now, peradventure you are also here, but the person I saw is watching online. But peradventure you are here. Right now, let there be deliverance. The Lord spoke to me. I had to go to my phone to check because I wasn't sure. The Lord mentioned thyroid. I wanted to be sure what I was. Thyroid. I know it's something, but I don't know what it is. Something at the around the back. I guess neck. Now, if you are that person, right now, you begin to experience relief. I don't know what that thing is really about, but that's what I heard. But right now, as you are hearing my voice, healing is locating you. The Lord said I should tell somebody. Say there is no enchantment. There is no enchantment against the people of God. There is no enchantment. It will not stand. On this day of release, we proclaim, let there be rain from heaven. Let there be rain from heaven. Let there be rain from heaven. They said you are not good enough. Let them stand and see the salvation of God. We signify you for greatness. We identify you for honor. That business will no longer grow through your effort. It will receive the help of God. The aura of favor is coming upon you. Wherever you go, you will be desired. You will be celebrated. We make room for you at the top. I say we make room for you at the top. You might have come in through the back door like Joseph, but you have a place in the king's presence. Therefore, we make room for you. There is a problem that only you will solve there. There is a problem that only you will solve there. Listen to me. When you are dealing in spiritual matters, there are certain very foundational, very simple things that you must understand. I was praying for a woman in the U.S. She's 50 years old. She has never been married. And I asked her, do you want to get married? She said, can you? She wasn't even... there was one guy I was dating, but I don't know what happened. I don't know. I said, okay, the Lord bless you and keep you in Jesus' mighty name. I see God on your side. See you later. I disappeared. She didn't. She needed help. But she had become so used to her situation. She didn't even think, say, all these men in America, they are not serious. Did I ask you what the newspaper is saying? Did I ask you what the economy? I asked you, do you want to be married? That's a simple question. Say, these men, they are not serious. You know the way it is, Pastor. I said, I don't know. I don't know. I've never been in that situation. I don't know. Do you want me to lie? I don't know. For 1 hour, just trying to look for an element of faith I can string and use. She told me the history of America, told me how she relocated from whatever. Meanwhile, the person who referred her and told her to call me, that person, oh goodness, he has been so blessed. He has been so blessed. If he comes into this country today from the U.S., he will say, ah, Pastor, what do you need? Ah, your live stream, I noticed it was done. I'm bringing this one for you. This one, transmitter, this one. Because he knew. He now said, Pastor, somebody I want you to help. Madam, what do you need? Say, you know, America, you know, I have the jobs, you know. I don't care about the weather. Just tell me what you want. That's how we did for 1 hour. 1 hour of my precious time. And some of you know I'm easy to catch. I'm very easy to catch. Let me not say another thing. Somebody took 1 hour of my time and punished me. Your response. Believers that I can do this. Jesus asked a man, do you believe? Because as I'm looking at you, you heard other people's testimony, but you don't think that your own problem is easy for God. He said, do you believe? What do you believe? It's a simple question. He wasn't even asking you if the faith is very strong. Do you have a small atom? Something I can work with. Today, when you go home this afternoon, the food you will cook this afternoon is to celebrate your new season. Yes. No concussion is permitted. Listen, I am prophesying. Somebody is laughing. When the children of Israel were about to leave Egypt, God told them, eat this meal because this is the last. Tomorrow you are in a new season. That they didn't know how it will happen. They didn't know how it will happen. But indeed, before daybreak, all of them had left Egypt. That's your testimony. That's your testimony. That's your testimony. Every negative report, doctor's report, is burnt to fire. Every proclamation of evil men, it will no longer stand. I had a vision some time ago. I was trying to pray for someone. And I noticed the person I was praying for was resisting me. This was like
9 years ago. Person was resisting me. Not fighting, but resisting me. Huh? Gospel, come. The person was in front of me, but spiritually, the prayer was not getting through. And in that vision, look, if you don't know people, just leave them. If you don't know what is working, it was the first time in my life I ever saw Dr. Olukoya. He just came. I was praying for the person. He just came. He said, let me show you how to do it. Then he put his hand behind me. He said, repeat that prayer. It was as though there was a supercharge from those hands. The resistance vanished. He didn't talk to the person. He just said, let me show you. He put his hand there and said, pray for the person again. I don't know what happened. There was a deliverance. I woke up. I said, it's a general. It's not a colonel. It's a general. So that was the day I realized that even when I come into agreement with my brother, power is made available. The power I may not be able to channel on my own, where two or three of you are gathered as touching any matter. Any matter. There was nothing Jesus removed from that bracket. He said, any matter. Any matter. Any matter. You want to get married by this before this time next year? Find a prayer point with this scripture. Say, any matter. Any matter. If they are already telling you that they are going to downsize this year and all of that, your name is not on that list. So you will agree. Because sometimes what you are dealing with requires agreement. The people who are in the spirit launching words against you agreed. So you also need to agree here. Because whatsoever you bind on earth has already been bound in heaven. That is what the original translation says. It has already been done. But if you don't declare it, it will not be your reality. Oh, I thought you heard me. Even though it is bound in heaven, if you don't declare it here, it will never be. You'll be seeing it so that this is God's plan. But a closed mouth will remain a closed destiny. Listen, glorious things are spoken of you, O Zion. 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 In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Glorious things. Glorious things. Glorious things. Now begin to enter into it. Begin to walk into it. Put your hands together and bless the Lord. Clap, 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 clap. Alagbara la ni yi oloko julo leje alagbara la ni yi oloko julo oloko julo. One more time. Alabara,
Hallelujah! I want you to rejoice in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Rejoice in the Holy Ghost. Rejoice, rejoice. Rejoice. Hallelujah. We have crossover. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. I want us to stand and pray for our pastor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want everybody to stand and pray for our pastors. Pastor Benga. Hallelujah. All right. Let me read Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 15. Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 15. That is where our prayer will come from. I will give you a pastor's after my heart. Which will feed you with knowledge and understanding. Honestly, we know there are pastors that feed on the shepherd. Hallelujah. And you can testify for what I'm talking about. I want us to stretch your hands on Pastor Benga. I want you to pray with your heart. Lord, you will strengthen this one. I want you to pray, Lord, strengthen our pastor. Strengthen him. Strengthen him. We know that virtues has gone out, but strengthen him with fresh anointing, with fresh spirit, with fresh grace. Strengthen our pastor. I want you to pray, and I want you to mean it. Lord, strengthen our pastors with fresh wisdom, with fresh anointing. Let it fresh. Let it fresh. Let it fresh. He can so break it here. Let it fresh. In the name of Jesus. Lord, this is our leader. You gave it unto us. Lord, continue to hold him by your mighty hands. Continue to hold him by your strong hands. Merci, Credo, Shadaba, Gadaba. Mekete, Degedebe. Lord, encourage his heart. Hey, kapalu subrekede yadaba. Encourage his heart, Lord. Mekado subrekedebo. It will not be weak. Ha, it will not be weak. Mekade subrekedebegadosha. Melikado subrendene yanamana no sikele yadaba. Likado bogodobo shikrendo no mana suseli yadaba. Regodobo godobo gosia. Menemono sikele yadaba. Vrindokos menemo shikarabolo Syria. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. One more prayer. I notice even in the New Testament, King David was still referred to. Why? Relevance. Lord, make this one a generational relevance. Hallelujah. There are certain people, we didn't see them. We heard of them. But when you mention them, mention someone like Ayo Babalola. We have not met him, but we know that this man is a man of impact. Lord, make this one one. In the mighty name of Jesus. Are you praying? Are you praying? Generational impact. Marcos breakable generational impact for the kingdom. For the kingdom. Make our pastor, Pastor Benga Shafe. Apocosu breakable shalabagadaba. Like King David. Rakos shalabagadaba. Like Paul. Zikatosu belegadabo shalaba. Legadabagadaba. Then generational influence. Menel subregadabo godabosha. Mekadosu breakable. Likadosa, likadosa, rikadosa, hilialaba. Vigor, spiritual vigor. Menemo, sikediana manasha. Strength from above. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Is that glorious? Hallelujah. All right.
Your motivation for fasting must be the love of God. That's the only way you can be protected. Because when you fast, you can encounter other spirits. So the love of God must remain the foundation, your motive for fasting. You want to, I'm fasting. Did you hear my message on Friday? The message I preached on Friday, 6 p.m. So some of you are hearing about fasting for the first time. Go and get that message. Me, I'm going back to listen to it. And let me tell you, everything you heard, I was telling the pastors, all the prayers, everything I thought about, there was no script. Most of the time, when I'm staring at the camera, that's when the inspiration comes. No script, no nothing. So that message you heard on Friday came as you are hearing it. I didn't do any Bible study, so I'm just telling you. So go and listen to it. Because when I'm done here, I'm also going to listen to it. All right? So it's been such a blessed time. And we still have one more fasting before the end of the year. And I know some of you are praying that that one should wait first. It will not wait. I came to tell you December is almost here. When we are done, Lelo, when we are done and we've rested for the week, we might come back for 5 days of Bible study. All right? It will be online, no, but 5 days. Sit down. Let's look at the scriptures. So, that one, I know there will be no hallelujah, no amen. So, you have to be disciplined enough to sit down. There will be no, there's somebody here. There's nothing like that. This one, we'll just sit here. We'll just sit down and we'll be blessed. So, get ready for that one. Maybe we call it School of the Bible or Bible Week or something. We just do something and we'll sit down. School of Tyrannos. Like we used to have School of Tyrannos way back. So we do School of Tyrannos again. But some people may not know. They think it's tyranny. It's not tyranny, it's Tyrannos. Alright? So I want to appreciate everybody who's provided some level of support at the background. Most of the things you saw happening was not my anointing. We had the media team, we had the ushers, we had the choir, we had the children pastors. We had so many people, the prayer team, evangelism team. So, in my former church in America then, the pastor will stand at the door and shake everybody's hand. But now, I think we're in a Gen Z economy. Nobody's shaking nobody. Just take your blessing and go. So, I really want to appreciate everybody. It's been such a great time. And next year, I look forward to let July come again. My wife and I were just counting all the things God did for us this month. Like, seriously. Like, if I share half of them, you may feel God is partial. So I will not share it. I'll just be sharing it between me and God and in Jamaica. But if you meet me, I can tell you some more. I can tell you some. But I think the greatest blessing I have is that I have people around me that encourage me. You know, sometimes you can wake up and just wonder if you are really doing the right thing. And it's normal. But just when you are about to give up, somebody will just call you and tell you, thank God for what you said yesterday. Or thank God for the encouragement yesterday. And then we move on again. You know, so there's beauty in community. I am not the only one blessing you. You have also blessed me. So for that, I say I'm grateful. All right, let's rise up on our feet. Somebody asked me last week, Pastor, can we break our fast? And I did not answer that question. They've even eaten this. Wait, you people could not even wait for daybreak. Who has eaten this morning? Amen, though. Did I see any hand? I'm talking about adults, so. Okay, don't raise your hand. I want to help you. I don't want to spoil the faith of innocent brethren. As you go, you are blessed. Mama, the Lord said I should tell you congratulations. You know? I don't know what is coming, but the Lord said I should tell you congratulations. And God will keep your children. In Jesus' mighty name. Please, as we go, I was sharing with the pastors this morning. If you study Now, don't take me out of context. Okay, don't take me out. I have begged you. Don't take me out of context. When you... I don't know if I'm even safe now. Don't take me out of context. Because somebody now, the little they know is out of context. If you greet them good morning, they'll say, that good morning, let me check it very well. A good morning can never be good. They always check it. Now, when you check the art of war, there's a book called The Art of War. Somebody is there saying, I already begged in advance that. And I did not say, go on. I did not ask you to read the book. ChatGPT can give you the summary. Don't read it. I think God beg you. If you study The Art of War, one of the things you find there is battle strategies. And in the same vein, all those stories in the Old Testament, there are a lot of them, you find a lot of battles, victories, losses, there are battle strategies. Now, let me tell you, as we go from this mountain, when Elijah destroyed 400 prophets, a love letter was sent to him by Jezebel. That by this time tomorrow, you know, she was not praying or fasting. She just sent him a text message. Hi, Elijah, how are you doing? Eli. By this time tomorrow, you are a dead man. Somebody who is that bold, she's not coming to the level of 400 prayer to be dragging anything. She just sent you a text. You are coming down. And Elijah ran. He didn't stroll. He ran. Elijah's anointing could not resist a woman as powerful as that anointing was. But 400 men, which means one Jezebel is greater, you know, equal to 400 men. All of you that are saying, I'm in charge of my family, I'm the head of this house. Okay. After 30 years, we'll talk again. Maybe you are still in charge, or they are allowing you be in charge. Then we talk. But go and check any marriage that is working. My observation, with due respect, what I observe is that the man must give the woman freedom to be herself. She must not feel like she's caged because she married you. She must not lose her dreams and visions because she married you. If anything, you should be a helper of those dreams and visions. My brother, you will have peace of mind for 50 years. But every time, no, I'm a pastor. You must be a pastor. I'm the one God called. My wife doesn't have to be a pastor. And when I step down, the next senior pastor of this church doesn't have to be a family member. Because that's why I started the company. So that one, I can hand it over to my children. This one is, I'm just, work of Mississippi, they just kept me here. I don't have to, if they decide tomorrow that my son will be a pastor, all these pastors, all of them will have gray hair, they will sign for me that they were the ones that put him there. I will never, they will sign, no? Oh yeah, sign. Everybody sign. Take it to Lekki, sign. Take it to this sign. Then you come and announce that I refuse you, but you insisted. But even me, I will not allow him stay here. Because by then, we will be deeper life. We will be the deeper life of that time. So go and start the church for your generation. I said all of that story to tell you that Satan waits for you after every major victory. Jezebel did not fight Elijah with stones, cutlass. She fought him with discouragement, despair. Do you know that in that story, Elijah started praying for death? He started becoming suicidal. How can a man with the power of fire be praying for death? I don't understand. Why didn't he pray and say, okay, in that palace, let fire start burning that place? There was, somehow he was demobilized. He was confused. That's why I told you when, in some of my previous, when you are dealing with witchcraft, always look for confusion. look for discouragement. Anytime, anywhere there's witchcraft, you will see discouragement. That's the person that is witchcraft is projected against. You will see discouragement for no reason. You just wake up like nothing is working. Meanwhile, your testimony is somebody's prayer point. But you will not see anything working for you. As far as you are concerned, God has not done enough. You will see confusion. You will see despair. You will see complaining. Go and look at Elijah. Go and read that story and study it. You will find that God became upset. He told him to go and anoint Elijah. God could not even convince his own servant to allow him and do Jezebel. God had to bring somebody from outside to say, throw her down. It was Elijah that he told Jehu, throw her down. This one that threatened my father and the Lord. Throw her down. And that was how she was destroyed. So I don't know if you are as anointed as Elijah here, but I came to tell you, stay away from small things like offense. This week, the moment they are bringing, say, I'm sorry. You don't normally apologize, say, I'm sorry. Today is a good day. Stay away from contention. Don't be quick to respond. Just be like a lamb that is led to the slaughter. Don't argue. Don't complain. Don't grumble. If your boss says, we are doing a shower shift, say, glory to God. Hope there's allowance for this one. But you normally complain. Say, no, this is a great week. I like this, your new level. Resist anything that will put Jezebel on your tail. You have to be wise. Jezebel doesn't fight with sticks. She doesn't fight with cutlass. She doesn't do prayer points with you. But she will bring confusion. She will make you feel you fasted for nothing. That spirit will make you feel like, so why am I still feeling the pain? That you will second guess God till God will get upset. So please, this is my final admonition to us. Don't talk too much. Don't play too much. Be observant. The devil is usually the first person you will see after every breakthrough. Elijah did not pass the test. So I pray that for every one of us, the Lord will give us discernment and he will give us wisdom. As you go out, you are blessed. And as you come in, you are blessed. The mercy of the Lord will keep you. And God's word over your life will be established. From today, there will be no delay. From today, there will be no delay. Those of you that have been praying, asking God for a better job, this month of July is your month. You heard Taiwo's testimony. She said, I gave her a timeline. The same way I gave you a timeline. The scripture says, the Lord honors the counsel of his messengers. If I give you a timeline, I searched my spirit before giving it to you. You are not qualified for that role. Not that you are not qualified, but there were older people who have been on the job before you. But for you to know, it is God that lifts men up. I think there's somebody who needs a lifting. For you to know that it is God that lifts men up, you will step into an unusual season in the month of August. The blessings of the Lord will overwhelm you. So that you may know that it is the Lord that lifts men up. Nothing is permitted to hurt you. You will receive good news. You will receive good news. You will receive good news from a far country. You know, some of you don't know what good news is. So I know the sound of good news. So, and I know what it means to be close to good news and miss it. You know what it means for someone to send you a message on LinkedIn, and they say, "Oh, I'm from Mandela. We want you to work with us remote. You work with a client in the U.S." I say, "Me?" Say, "Yes." And I know since I'm a pastor. Say, "Please, I just want to close this opportunity. I just want to." I say, "How much?" He say, $4,500. I say, "How many years?" He say, "No, it's for 1 month." I say, "Oh boy." Oh, that was the day I hated myself. They said, please, I hope you know a bit of programming and machine. I say, my enemies are here. I say, I call Robin, but I say, I want to learn programming. Robin boss say, you are too old. I say, I want to learn. I didn't know. 4,000, I took my calculator. My wife started begging that she's sorry. I said, are you the one that took? They said, go to school. You refused to go to school. Now it has happened. Eh? My wife was encouraging me. Don't worry. God will do it. I said, everybody's begging because of 4,000. In my mind, like, God, what this money can do for your kingdom. Now, I want you to imagine. The HR person was reaching me from South Africa or Kenya or somewhere. And she said to me, please, I need to close this thing. And I'm talking to you, just you. I need you to get this thing so I can go and do other things with my life. I said, and that's what most of you don't know. When you come to interview, when I do interview, I was interviewing one girl. She sat on her bed, put the phone like this. Then she said, she's coming, she wants to take something. She stood up. You know, because it's like a TikTok video. When she stood up, I just saw her. I said, okay, we'll get back to you. Yeah. I said, this one, wait a minute, this. That girl's in church today praying, God opened up. But no. She dressed like in almost like bedroom clothes. Hello, hi, thank you. Sorry, are you on your bed? Say, yeah, you know, just please not. If this is witchcraft, may the Lord bind you. So what's the, you know you are in an interview, and you are in a compromised position, then you say, excuse me, I want to get some water. Then you get up. You get up. On camera, I say, I started speaking tongues. Caraba there, you cannot catch me. You are afraid, though. You are afraid this interview. If you like, talk, give me all the answers. You are afraid. But the challenges of an HR officer, that's what we are seeing every day. People do interview from the bed. And that one is praying. One told me she's vice president of RCF. What does that have to what does that have to do with being a project manager? I don't get it. And that one almost passed. It was Bobby but that caught her red-handed. So when I tell you that good news is coming from a far country, I'm talking about the good news that they are in a hurry to hand it over to you. I said they are in a hurry to hand over that gift to you. There are opportunities you do not know exist. They will bring them to you. They will bring them to you. They will bring them to you. The angels of good news are coming to your house. The Lord said, I should tell somebody here, within the space of 1 year, there will be several weddings in your family. Between now and July next year, I saw at least 2 weddings. I saw at least 2 weddings. It is well with you. Now, we are taking a week off, but don't take a week off on your prophecy. I said, go and rest. I didn't say, don't prophesy. Take your moment to continue to prophesy and speak God's mind concerning your life. As you go, you are blessed. Amen. It is well with you. Amen. It is well with your soul. Amen. It is well with your body. Amen. You will not need those drugs again. Amen. The Lord Jesus will perfect your health. Amen. God bless you. And it's a new season. Go and continue to break forth in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.